happy again to have the privilege of bringing you the message from God's Word, the infallible Word of the infallible God. All flesh is like grass. The glory of man is like the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. All that is in this world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. The world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. I want you to just bow and give thanks to God, the God of all grace. Isn't that wonderful title? He's called the God of peace, who brought again from the dead the Lord Jesus. He's called the Father of mercies. He's called the Father of spirits. He's called the God of hope, who fills the Christian with all joy and peace in believing, that he may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, and he is called the God of all comfort. And then he calls himself the God of all grace and the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want you to think of him as the God of all grace. In 2 Corinthians 9:8, the God of all grace is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency, might abound toward every good work. And at this time, I want to speak to you on four of the most wonderful verses in all of the Bible. I've often said if I just had one opportunity to address an audience and would never be there again, I don't know whether I'd take the Romans 8:1-4, or Titus 2:11-14. Well, I'm going to use Titus 2:11 right now. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Now, you know, when the Lord Jesus Christ was here, he didn't say the grace of God hath appeared to all men. He said in Matthew 10:5-8, to the 12 apostles, go not into the way of the Gentiles. At that time, the Gentiles were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. They were no people. They were a foolish nation, the wild olive tree. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ said to the woman who was a Gentile and asked for a spiritual blessing of healing, a kingdom blessing. He said, it's not right to take the children's bread and give it unto dogs. But that woman was very humble and said, the dogs will be satisfied with the crumbs that fall from the children's table. But thank God, when we get to the gospel of grace, in Romans 10:12, it says there is no difference between the Israel and the Gentile. No difference, no difference. And over in the third chapter of Galatians and in the book of Colossians, we read that in Christ Jesus there is neither Israelite nor Gentile. We're all one in Christ. For we've all been baptized by one Spirit in the one body, if we have been redeemed by the matchless, wonderful grace of the God of all grace, and if our guilty souls have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, in whose blood we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of God's grace. You know, there's a wonderful statement in 2 Timothy 1:9, that we are saved and called with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to God's purpose and grace which was given us in Christ before the world began. Now that's in 2 Timothy, right before Paul said the time of my departure is at hand. Undoubtedly the last epistle that Paul wrote. Well, before that, we have many, many books in the Bible. 39 books in the Old Testament. But you'll never read any good news in there for Gentiles like 2 Timothy 1:9, where it says we are not saved or called according to our works, but with a holy calling, according to God's eternal purpose and grace, which He purposed in Christ from before the foundation of the world. Christ never said anything like that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Peter never said anything like that in the book of Acts. No, my dear friends, this was a grace message. All grace. 100% grace. Well, anybody that knows the Bible knows there has been grace in every dispensation. But did you ever read the third chapter of Ephesians, beginning at the first verse? The fact that the risen, glorified Christ by special revelation made known unto Paul and by Paul and through Paul to the Gentiles, the dispensation of the grace of God. And he calls this in Ephesians 3:9 the dispensation of the mystery which was hid in God from the foundation of the world. God kept the human race for more than 4,000 years in ignorance of the marvelous truth of 2 Timothy 1:9. But after God's religious nation was set aside, according to Romans 11:11-15, then God ushered in the dispensation of the grace of God. Gentiles could have been saved before that. They became proselytes. But after the dispensation of the grace of God entered in, according to Romans 11:11 and Ephesians 3, God sent salvation to the Gentiles as He had never sent it to them before. We're living in the age and dispensation of grace. We're living in a timeless and a signless and a religionless age, when all that you need to do to be saved, to be changed from a dead sinner to a living saint, is to come by faith to Calvary, acknowledge that you are the ungodly sinner for whom Christ died, and to learn that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And you can learn the difference between Matthew 10, go not in the way of the Gentiles, but go to Israel and preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Anyone who's preaching the kingdom of heaven at hand is an ignorant minister today. And he should go back and read the 18th chapter of Acts concerning eloquent, faithful Apollos. Apollos was a wonderful man, mighty in the Scriptures, and he was diligent, and he had boldness. He was spiritual and faithful. But Aquila had to take him and lead him into the way of God more perfectly because his message was not up to date. He was still preaching the kingdom gospel instead of the gospel of the grace of God. In this confused age when there's so much of religious fanaticism and so many self-appointed preachers who do not know the difference between the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of the grace of God, everyone should read the closing verses of the 18th chapter of the book of Acts and learn how Aquila brought Apollos up to date, and he changed his message and then helped to establish people in grace. So there's a great difference between grace in a former dispensation and the present dispensation of grace. Now the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness were in worldly lust, we should live justly, soberly, and spiritually in every way in this present evil age, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God our Savior, Jesus Christ. who died to redeem us unto himself, to be a peculiar people zealous of good work. Dr. Dixon, who used to be in the tabernacle at London, said in 1 Thessalonians 1, 9 and 10, we've been turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God and to wait for God's Son from heaven. Even Jesus who delivered us from the wrath to come. Now he said if you've been turned to God, you're one-third a Christian. If you've been turned to God by the gospel transforming power, if you've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of God's love, you're two-thirds a Christian if you're serving the living and the true God. What he said, if you want to be 100% Christian, then you want to be looking for the Lord to come. Now, no Christian is told to look for death. Death may overtake us, and precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. But our hope is not to die. Our hope is to be here and be numbered with those people who will be alive when the Lord Jesus in a moment in the twinkling of an eye shall appear, and the dead in Christ shall be raised, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Then in the ages to come we'll learn the exceeding riches of God's grace and his kindness toward us through the Lord Jesus Christ. So God is the God of all grace for the unbeliever. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, and any kind of a sinner who will come by faith to Calvary will find this truth and will be justified by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And then after we're saved, we become living saints, then God's grace is altogether sufficient and adequate for every test and every trial that we have and for every responsibility. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. Listen to this. We will praise our Lord forever, both here and by, for we're going to heaven where none shall ever die. Our praise will be imperfect until we're glorified. Thank God we have the Spirit to be our constant guide. By grace through faith in Jesus, the best news ever heard. Man is saved forever. We read this in God's Word. In God's great love and mercy for the human race, he purposed through Christ Jesus this present reign of grace. By grace I have God's blessing. By faith his power divine. In Christ I am accepted. God's righteousness is mine. In the heavens I am seated. Joint heir with Christ my Lord. I'll appear with him in glory and receive my full reward. This is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue. If you want one of our Bible study books, we have more than 100. Write in and send the postage. If you send extra postage, we'll send you extra book. We always specialize in the gospel of the grace of God. Goodbye, and God richly bless you.